Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming to you live after some technical difficulty. So I apologize for that and apologize for the delay. I could not get into my Blog Talk studio this morning. I could get into the studio, but then I wasn't able to actually get into my call into my studio from the computer, so I'm not sure if I can take callers today. I tried everything. I ended up having to call in from my phone, so I'm on the phone. I can see the Blog Talk studio in front of me, but was not able to get in there. And I apologize for that. Anyway, so I'm a little bit sort of disheveled at the moment with not being able to get in and trying to sort this all out.
And it's kind of interesting because I've sort of been kicking around the idea of going off Blog Talk and going on to a new platform. And I've been thinking about this for a few weeks now, and I'm kind of wondering if this is sort of a mess for me to go ahead and do that. So I will definitely keep you guys posted about that. I might stay on and just do half-hour shows on Blog Talk. I'm not sure yet. But I think it's really interesting that I was kicking around the idea of going off Blog Talk and changing platforms, and I could not get into my studio today. So kind of ironic, maybe not, I don't know. You know, I do say we have to look at the signs and the symbols, and we can't ignore them. So, and signs and symbols over here is I can't even get into my my account on Chrome to oh my goodness, I have disappeared from my own account on Google Chrome. I'm nowhere to be found. How crazy is that? All right, so I am trying to boot up Facebook so I can get on live on Facebook because my peeps like to see me live there, and that way also when I don't have you guys call into the show, which I'm not so sure that I can do that today. Oh, so everything on my computer seems to, all my passwords and everything seems to have been wiped out. This is so weird. Okay, so I'm not so sure I can do Facebook Live this morning because I can't even get in to there. So my Chrome, for some reason, has knocked everything out, and I've not taken out my passwords or anything like that. You know how sometimes you reset things, and I have not done that. So this is so weird. Really, really weird. So I'm going to have to let my Facebook peeps know. I don't think I can do a Facebook Live today. Well, maybe I'm not supposed to be on the air at all. I don't know, but I'm definitely having technical difficulties here. Okay, so because I know my peeps are waiting for me over there as well. All right, let me interesting. Well, maybe because it's such a beautiful day, I'm just supposed to be enjoying the weather. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, while I'm doing that, I need an assistant to do all this stuff, so I don't have to be doing this myself, and that would be a wonderful thing. Anyway, while I'm trying to sort this out, I'm going to let my peeps over here know that I am having technical difficulties. Sorry, guys. Okay, I'm just going to tell everybody to join me on Blog Talk, and hopefully people will come over there. We'll go from there. Okay. So weird. I don't know what happened. Things like this happen sometimes, and you have to go with it, I guess, right? Okay. And here we go, because I love seeing my peeps on Facebook, too, because I can't see you guys, you know, but I can see people on Facebook. So, okay, there we go. All right, that's all set. And so now let's get on topic. Oh my goodness. So the topic, we started talking about this last week, and it's the stories that we tell and the stories in our life. And, I had an experience last night, hanging out with some friends, that really solidified this for me, and about the stories that we tell in our life and rewriting our stories and how our stories can help us or hurt us. So, and we don't realize that how small stories can really, you know, affect our lives in a positive or a negative way. And so one story for me that I have been telling for the last, week and a half or 2 weeks is that I had just gotten my hair done, and I had been working on growing the layers of my hair out now for probably about three years. And I have kind of wiry hair, and it can be out of control if I have too many layers. And I had this haircut. I had gone to a hairdressing school and a Paul Mitchell school, and I got a student that was graduating that week thinking, oh, I'd be safe. And she hacked the heck out of my hair. And I was so upset about it because I had these two big different, like, almost like different haircuts, because it was, my hair didn't connect. It was this big gap between the layers, and it's taken me 3 years to grow it out. So I have found this most wonderful hairdresser who has been, you know, a godsend. She does my color and highlights, and when I want to do crazy colors in my hair, she's fabulous. And she's a great stylist, and my hair always looks fabulous when I come out of there. And I'm always so thrilled about it. Well, this last time that I went in, I think she might have forgotten that my hair is not manageable with a lot of layers. And she cut a lot of layers into my hair, and it's a little bit chunky on one side now where it doesn't really connect, which is what I was trying to grow out the last 3 years. So for the last 2 weeks, I have been bitching about this terrible haircut, or last week, you know, to myself in my mind, especially. And I've been miserable about this haircut. And I look in the mirror and go, oh, my God, this is horrible, and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I realized last night that I was talking to some friends, and I said something about my haircut. And one of my friends looks at me and says, well, but you have the most beautiful thick hair, and you're so lucky. And I went, oh, my God, you are so right. What an asshole am I? Right? Because, seriously, I have really thick, amazing hair. And so what? And my boyfriend has been saying, oh, it'll grow out, you know, don't worry. And I'm like, but it took 3 years last time, and blah, blah, blah. Well, it, you know, so it didn't matter what he said to me. It just wasn't working, right? I just wasn't hearing it. But it was when my friend says to me, but you have such beautiful thick hair. And I looked at her, and she has very thin hair. So I thought, oh, my God, you know what? You are right. What a jerk am I? And so so now I'm changing that story. So how crazy, right? The stories that we tell in our life. Here I am with telling this story about my hair and how the haircut is such a bad haircut and blah, 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 and everything. And I get a wake-up call, you know, to say, hey, you've got great thick hair. So here I am changing my story. So you know what? I'm loving my haircut this morning, and it's okay, and it will grow back. Hello. So I'm really excited about the opportunity for it to grow back, because my hair does that, right? And what about people that don't, who can't, though their hair doesn't grow, grow back, you know, or is really thin? So that's my crazy story that I've been telling for the last week and a half, actually. And now I'm telling a new story. So how many stories in your life do you tell like that, that seem to be really small, right? But though it seemed to be really small, I was using a lot of energy around that story. Crazy. It's sheer madness, really. So the energy that I was using telling that story, really being miserable about my hair, you know, because it had taken me 3 years to grow it out and blah, 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 blah. And now, all of a sudden, oh, guess what? It's all better. In one quick moment, with one comment from one friend, now, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter anymore. And you know what? It will grow out. But I spent a lot of energy and time this last week being miserable about my hair. So there's this guy called Charlie Tremendous Jones, who I absolutely love. He's probably passed away now, because he was quite elderly when I saw him many, many years ago. And he's a motivational speaker, and I absolutely love the guy. And he would do, you know, his skits, his things, and then he would talk about being miserable, right? And how being miserable, he'd say, affects our lives. And this story about my hair reminds me of Charlie Tremendous Jones and being miserable, he would say. And he was really a funny guy, and he got the point across with humor. I was not humorous about this. Didn't think it was funny. The people around me didn't think it was funny because I was miserable. And I think about, oh, my God, how stupid and how much energy did I waste for the last week and a half whining about my hair, looking in the mirror, trying to figure out what I can do to fix it, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm just going to leave it the way it is. And the next time I see my hairdresser, I'm going to ask her to fix it. So how about that? How insane, right? But how many times in your life do you tell these stories? And maybe only in your mind. Maybe you don't share them with other people, but you tell these stories in your mind that affect your energy, that affect your life force, that affect your mental well-being. And it's not until somebody says, hey, really? Look at my hair. That you go, oh my God, I need to change that story. And it can happen just like that. So when I looked in the mirror this morning, I looked at myself and I looked at my hair and I went, you know what? You're fine. And out the door I went. So imagine a small story like that, how much impact it can have on your life. So we have a little bit of science here. We have what are called telomeres in our body, and the telomeres are what is the measurement of how much life force we have left. So how much energy, how much cellular life force we have left in our bodies. And as you age and as you, you know, do things to your body, you don't eat well, you drink alcohol, you smoke cigarettes, you know, maybe you don't exercise regularly. You have a lot of stress. Stress is a big, big factor, even when you're doing all the right things. And so what happens is as your life force starts to diminish, the telomeres get the tails of the telomeres get shorter. They look kind of like little tadpoles. And you know, before the with the frogs in the pond, and then the tadpoles start to grow legs, and then they become a frog, right? So they look like little tadpoles without legs. They look like tadpoles. And if you don't know what a tadpole looks like, then go look it up on the internet. You'll see it, and then you'll have an idea of what a telomere looks like. So the legs get shorter, and so crazy. So I just reset my password on Facebook, and it's saying, wrong. Oh, brother. I'm really having technical difficulties today with all everything. Okay, so it looks like I am definitely not getting on Facebook Live today because I can't get into that. I've reset my password. I can't get into my Facebook from Chrome. I couldn't get into my studio from Chrome. I'm having a lot of trouble with Chrome today. And so I don't know if anybody else is having trouble with Chrome today, but I certainly hope I'm not the only one. Not that I want everybody to be having trouble with Chrome, but it would make me feel a little bit better. Right? Because you know how that goes. When we're in a group, we feel better. But what group are you in? Right? So what stories are you telling the people that you're hanging around with? What stories are they telling? What stories are you telling with in those groups? And do you want to rechange those stories, right? Because the people around us have a huge impact on our lives. And, hold on, I have the dog out in the yard with me, and he's, like, pulling me over. So let me do something about that. Okay. So, you know, the five most significant people or the five people you spend the most time with have a big reflection on your life and who you are, and they represent who you are as a person because the people around us, you know, impact our behavior and they also impact our energy field, right? So if you're hanging around with negative people, then guess what? They're going to impact your energy field in a big way. And I have to say, I'm sorry to say, that I've been pretty negative this last week. And I'm embarrassed to say that. But the fact that I've recognized it now, and I'm going, I'm saving that. I'm changing that story, right? Because that's ridiculous. And so that's my story and my crazy story about how the little stories in our life make a big impact, right? So when we have negativity in our lives, it affects the telomeres in our body, right? Our bodies are so complex. And when you look at any of the science of our bodies, it's really, really complex. Oh my goodness, I'm finally got on Facebook Live here. What a struggle to get on this morning. Oh my goodness. I put that I was having technical difficulties, and I was. Okay, technical difficulties over. Difficulty solved. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Phew. Well, that was a lot. All right, so we'll see if anybody comes on live now. All right, so I want to go back and look at the blog talks studio to see. I don't think I can take callers today because I'm calling in from the phone. But I think I can take people on Facebook Live. I think I can get people up on Facebook Live. So if you guys want to chat with me, come on over onto Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I am live now. Jump on over to Facebook, and I might be able to take, I don't know if I can, but I might be able to get you up live on the camera. I'm not positive. So sorry, you guys. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Cindy. I had the most technical difficulties this morning. Good morning, Ramona. It's taken me 45 minutes to get in and get signed on. I had trouble getting into my Blog Talk studio, so I'm actually on the phone in my blog talk studio today because I could not log into the studio from the computer, and then I couldn't get into Facebook. I think Mercury might be in retrograde. I'm not sure, but if this is what it is to start with, then it's going to be a tricky one. So, actually, does anybody know if Mercury is in retrograde? Because I'll tell you, I had to jump through hoops to get on here this morning. But so here I am. So I'm glad that you guys are here joining me. So we're talking this morning about the stories in our lives and the stories that we tell. And Mercury retrograde, July 7th. So we're not quite there yet, but the effects do typically start about a week ahead, so we may already be feeling the effects. Hi, Al. Nice to see you guys. Yeah, so I don't see the button where I can bring you guys on live, which is sad because I'd really like to do that. If anybody sees the thing that says to request coming on live on Facebook, just click it, and I'll bring it up if you guys want to come on. Okay, let's see. I'm just going to tag a couple of people here because where are you, Lisa by Grace? Okay, I guess I can't get her. Anyway, so the stories in our lives, and what are we telling? And I started talking about this last week, right? And in sort of thinking about the big stories that we tell in our lives, and when we find out something, you know, within our family, a story that we know about our families, and then all of a sudden that story we learn is not true, you know, then what happens? Like several years back, I was doing some ancestral work with the fabulous Althea Gray, and she discovered I have a whole group of Jewish relatives back in Portugal. And I said to her, no, I don't. We have no Jewish relatives. I have no idea what you're talking about. No, 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 no. And she said, yes, 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 yes. Talk to some of your relatives. And sure enough, I went and talked to my Uncle Joe. And, yep, we have a whole side of Jewish relatives, Jewish family, in Portugal. I had no idea. And so that was a story of my life, a part of my life that is true that I didn't know about. And so it's interesting how stories in our lives and stories about our families can turn out to be not true. And that's kind of a big thing, right? So, but what about the little things and the little stories in our lives? So before I came on to Facebook, I was sharing a story about the recent haircut that I had gotten and how miserable I have been in the last week and a half because of the haircut. And I'm having trouble styling it, and it's very chunky. It's layered in chunks and blocks, and I was trying to grow the layers out because my hair gets unmanageable when there's too many layers. And I like the layers to all lay smoothly so everything blends in nicely. And I've been working on doing that for 3 years, and I've been with the same hairdresser for the last several years working towards this. And I think she must have had a brain lapse about what the goal was, and she cut a lot of chunky layers back into my hair. And I'm miserable about my hair. And I had some friends over last night, and we're sitting around, and we're talking about things, and I said something about my hair. And one of my friends looks at me and she says, "But you have such beautiful, gorgeous, thick hair." And I looked at her, who her hair is quite thin, and I said, "Oh my God, what a jerk have I been, right? Here I am bitching about my hair, because it'll grow back. Will it take time? Yes. Is it annoying that it takes a couple hours to style now? Yes. As you can see, I did nothing with it today, because I did do something with it yesterday, and if I style it, usually it lasts for a couple of days. But we've had some really big rainstorms here, so it got wet, and then that was it. It just goes right back to crazy curl. But when I have a really good haircut, my hair will curl, and I won't have all the frizz, but it's kind of, so whatever. But I've spent so much energy and my life force on this stupid haircut in the last week and a half. And, you know, I look in the mirror and go, ugh. And that one observation from my friend, "But you have such beautiful thick hair." And I looked at her and I thought, oh, you know, I do. Shut up. Shut up about it. And how many stories in your life do you tell like that, where you're using your precious life force, right? Because negativity shortens your life force. You can do all the right things in your life. You can exercise. You can eat well. You can get out in the fresh air. You know, you can avoid cigarettes and alcohol, although, you know, it's one day alcohol, wine is good for you, one day it's bad for you. Who knows what the real story is, right? You can do all the right things, but have a negative mindset, and that's going to do as much damage as any kind of things that you do to your body. Maybe not cigarettes. Cigarettes are pretty horrible. So they will definitely affect your life force for sure. But, you know, I know people that smoke into their 80s and, you know, but, you know, part of it, so it's not just due to our bodies, it's accumulation of everything. But a positive mindset makes a huge difference. When we look at people like Louise Hay, who lived to be, I think she was 92 when she passed away a couple of years ago. You know, when she was in her 40s, she was diagnosed with, it was either cervical, I think, or ovarian cancer, but it was lady cancer. And she, at that point, had already been working with people in the AIDS community and changing their mindset, right, and what they tell themselves and what they tell the world, what stories they tell, and how our bodies, everything in our body is connected to has a psychological or emotional connection to it. Al is saying, so true. Yeah, I would love to get Al on the air, but I have no little cameras. Because Al is our resident scientist, right? And he's brilliant on all this stuff and this topic. But I think to get him on the air, I think once I get off the Blog Talk studio, then I could bring him on. Maybe, I don't know, because I can't have. I don't think I can have the camera going at the same time as I'm on the radio, and I think if I do it from my phone, then it will work. Anyway, At maybe at 12 o'clock, I'll see if I can switch over to my phone with Facebook and then see if we can get Al on the air, because Al has, if he wanted to come on the air, because he is a wealth of knowledge in this aspect, in the, you know, with this topic. And he's really, really a genius. anyway, we'll see how that goes. He's driving, but we're open. Okay, I love it. I hope you guys are well. I just was out in San Diego with Cindy and Al a few weeks ago, and I can't wait to go back. It's so much fun being out there with them and seeing my West Coast peeps. And if there's anything Al wants to throw in here, just type it in, and we can talk about that. That would be great. So Al has all kinds of great things. So he's got biomodulators and infrared saunas and all sorts of things that help you and help your telomeres. So meditation, you guys, is huge in not only mental well-being, physical, but also physical well-being. There was a study done with Guru Singh and his wife. I think it was by the University of LA, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, where they followed them for a year. And they did brain mapping and brain waves and all sorts of brain testing on them. And what they discovered was that they have the brain vitality and function of an 18-year-old. Now, your brain is typically at optimalization at the age of 18. And then after 18, I'm sorry to say, it starts to decline. But because they meditate every day, their brain health has stayed at the level of it would be when you're 18 years old. So in other words, like, we start losing brain cells, right? And there's a number of things that can cause that. Again, drinking, smoking marijuana, you know, negative thinking can cause loss of brain cells. And so your brain cells start to decline as you age, and then, you know, you start losing brain cells and you might not be making new ones. So it's really important to keep your brain healthy creating new neural pathways and new brain cells, and I might not be explaining this exactly right. So if Al has anything about that, it might not be exactly perfect, but that's the idea, right? And how you create new neural pathways in the brain, one way is meditation. Sorry. And big way is meditation. Everybody can meditate. I don't care what you say. I have so many people that come to me and say, I can't meditate, I've tried. Nonsense. Everybody can meditate. You just have to find the right kind of meditation for you. And there's a few that I really, really love for people who say they can't meditate. One is Eco Meditation by Dawson Church. Really super for people who have busy minds. You know, meditation is, for me, is not sitting on a cushion for an hour in silence. I can't. You have to find the way what meditation works for you. Maybe it's walking on the beach and you have a quiet walking meditation, just enjoying nature. Maybe you listen to a guided meditation. But you have to find the right one for you. But meditation is key, and it's the easiest way to create a new brain map and create neural pathways in the brain. Another way to do that, oh, thanks, Al. He says I'm doing great. Another way to do that and create new neural pathways in the brain is through transpersonal psychology, and I hope I'm saying that right, where you do things like the Envision process, which I'm trained in through Colette Baron-Reed and her MCI Coaching Institute, and which is now a part of her Oracle school. And So that's one way that you can do it. You can do things like cognitive behavior therapy. There are ways that you can change your thinking and create new brain maps, right? So with the Envision process, it has to do with, anytime you're having a difficult or traumatic situation, rather than looking at and talking about the situation like you would do in talk therapy, you have the brain, the subconscious mind thinks in pictures. It doesn't think in words. It thinks in pictures, and it stores everything. And when you say to the subconscious mind, if you're in an Envision session, you know, and I say I'm coaching you through it, and I'm saying, okay, so what emotions are coming up for you around this particular thing? What emotions are you feeling about your hair, about this haircut? I remember when I was 12 years old and I had this terrible shag haircut and everybody made fun of me, and that's what's coming up, right? And then you say, what is the emotion around that? And it was embarrassment, it was shame, it was, you know, and you go on, and then you ask, the practitioner asks, and if these emotions were a landscape, what would that landscape look like? And the mind, almost 99% of the time with all the clients that I've worked with, hundreds and hundreds of clients, the mind gives you a picture almost instantly. When somebody is in really strong resistance, sometimes they'll get colors instead of a landscape. And that person, you know, generally, if the landscapes aren't there, it really kind of indicates to me that that person needs some additional therapy or time working as well. But with talk therapy, you just talk about it over and over and over, right? So if I were sitting across from myself as a client and I was doing talk therapy with myself about my hair and what does this bring up for you? And, oh, you know, and all those feelings, but it's nothing gets resolved. And there is a place for talk therapy in the world, absolutely. And, you know, I have my own person who I bounce things off of. And it's needed and it's super helpful, but it does not create new neural networks and new pathways in the brain. So I have people on the Blog Talk Studio line, but I don't know if I can actually take the call. So I'm going to see what happens here and see if it works. Hi, caller. You are on the air live with Cynthia.
Hi, this is Paul from Toronto.
Hey, Paul. It worked. I wasn't sure if it was going to. I'm having technical difficulties today. And I can see the calls in the studio, but I'm actually on the phone with the show today. So I said, let me just press the button in the studio and see if it connects, and it did.
Awesome. My question is, when is a good time for me to move out?
When is a good time for you to move out? Well, so that's really a huge question, and it's very broad and general.
So my family's resistant, want to move out because it's hard to be around them.
Okay, so then I think you already have the answer to your question.
No, but what? I don't have enough money right now. When is a good time? Should I just go dive into it and get a loan and just dive into it and go out right away? Or should I get a job for 2 months and I don't know if I'll be able to hold that job? When is a good time for me to move out?
Okay, so this is really it's a loaded question, and it's a really deep question. This is something where this is what I say, where we give up our power to other people, right? And I always say to people, never give your power up to anybody, including a psychic, me included. Okay, so a really good question would be, rather than when is it time for me to move out, is What can you tell me? What, and I'm going to pick an oracle card for you. What can you tell me about moving out now? Or what can I expect about moving out now? Do I have permission to pick an oracle card for you?
Yeah, you do. Okay. If I move out right now, I would get a loan for $2,500 or $5,000. I might not be able to... I would have to get a job right away in order to live it. I never held a job in my life, but I would have to invest in energetical herbs in order to me to even have the physical stamina to withstand a job. Right now, I don't have the physical health. There are herbs that give you physical vitality on a profound level.
Right.
And you can do it vibrationally as well, but... if you're not eating the right things, then it doesn't matter how much vibrational work you do. Well, sometimes you could overcome it. Like I sometimes overcome it, even though I have a poor diet. I vibrationally get there through my vibrational frequency, affirmation,
specialization. Right. So Wayne Dyer used to say that you could eat a rock and your body could digest it if you had the right mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, even Abraham Hicks says that. Even Abraham Hicks says the same sort of things.
Right. Abraham exactly. Hicks. Right.
Yeah.
So the story, this might be a story for you, and we're talking about the stories that we tell ourselves, right? And so, are you telling a story that you don't have the physical health because you don't have these herbs? And that without them, you can't have physical health. So that's something for you to think about. Is that a story that you've created? One thing that I would ask is, are you eating well? And if you're not, what can you do to improve that? Okay? To bring up your physical health and your stamina. Do you meditate? Because that's a big piece in our mental well-being and our physical well-being. A 3-minute meditation, a good 3-minute meditation is better than a 20-minute terrible meditation.
Yeah.
A thing that can help us be healthy, and our mindset is a huge part of it. It's probably the biggest singular part of it.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you've never held a job and it would take a loan for you to be able to move out, and then you don't know if you could withstand physically having a job to repay the loan right away to move out, it sounds to me like you're sort of where you're at until you can be able to get a job. Unless, somebody were able to help you. Unless you could find a room somewhere, at a friend's house or something like that, it sounds to me like that, it would be irresponsible for me to say, go get a loan and move out. I think there are steps you're going to need to take in order for you to be able to get to a place where you can move out and be on your own. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the only part of it I don't get is follow your bliss. My bliss is guiding me to move out, and sometimes it doesn't matter what the consequences are. You just follow your bliss and let your bliss guide you to the pleasant things in life. The path of least resistance is telling me to move out, it feels like, for me.
Okay.
Even if I have to get a loan and even if I have to get financially a little strapped, moving out.
Right. And yeah. Sometimes it's making the difficult choices in our lives that give us the opportunity to grow and expand. You have to make that decision yourself. When you give your power outside to an oracle or to other people, it's actually diminishing your your power and your own life force. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose a card for you, and I'm going to ask, what can the oracle tell us about your next right action in following your bliss? And tell me when to stop shuffling. Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay. Stop right
and
now.
And then tell me. Okay. And do you want a card from the top, the bottom, or the middle of the deck?
Middle.
Okay. So your card, and this is from Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle deck. We call it WOTO, is chop wood in protection. And it's really interesting because when you were speaking, one thing that I was thinking was that, you know, there's a saying that says wherever you go, Wayne Dyer used to say this, wherever you go, there you are. And you can be in bliss in the middle of a minefield, you know. When you, Mother Teresa told a story where, you know, there's a lot of beggars in the street in India. And, you know, she, so you'd see beggars in the street and there'd be two beggars and they, one would have a banana and he'd share his banana with the other beggar. And they were perfectly happy with what they had and happy to share. And they didn't need to do anything differently, right? But what I will say is, so what this card is saying is for you to be grounded in everyday experience and have humility, right? But in protection, which is, it means it's helping, it's to help you, right? So what it's saying is you need to start with the, a small task to become, to have your dream come true. So one small action, take one small step. So for me, a small step would be finding a job rather than taking a loan first, because a loan is a lot of pressure. So, and that, this is what I'm feeling, is it would be finding the job and securing the job, and that's the first step.
Yeah, okay. Take a bunch of small actions, like start walking outside in nature. And,
exactly. So it's small. Yeah. Take the small steps. So get grounded where you're at, right? Have humility. Small steps. What's one small step you could do today to work towards your goal?
I could do some affirmations of feeling place and the vibration of being free.
Oh, yes. Yeah, true. That's all great. Those are all small steps, right? But I feel like that, you know, that sometimes we can get stuck in the affirmations and we never actually take steps in order to actually move in the direction of where we want to be. All right, hold on for 1 second. All right, you guys on Blog Talk, hold on. Don't go away. You can stay on, but check me out, CynthiaFontaine.com. Like my page on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. Thank you guys for tuning in, whether you listen live or to the replay. And, okay, we're off the air, but I still have you here. So it's still recording, and you can go back and listen to this if you want later on at a different time. So sometimes affirmations can actually hold us to a place where we don't actually take action, okay? And move forward in our lives. So I want you to continue the affirmations. I think meditating is a great thing. I want you to take what's a step you can take towards eating better. So your list is, this is your list, okay? These are your tasks. Chop wood is about keep working, right? So it's about keep moving forward. In protection, it talks about, you know, you might be working in your mind, but you're not actually taking the steps or taking action to make your dreams come true.
Yeah.
So now it's not just the it's not just the affirmations, it's not just the meditations. It's what physical action can you take?
Yeah.
You're gonna eat an apple. Right, from all angles.
Including action.
Right. So you're going to eat an apple today instead of a candy bar. You're going to get out and take a walk, right? You're going to start looking in the newspaper or looking on the computer for jobs, right? And then you're going to start trying to have a more positive mindset wherever you are, because wherever you are, there you go, right? There you are.
Yeah.
And yes, people around, I understand when you're in a negative environment, I get it. Because I have, lots of family members around me who are super negative, and it's hard to be around them. So you have to go find your bliss as much as you can, whether it's in your room, whether it's out in nature, but you also have to take steps forward to help yourself get out of the situation. Does that make sense?
And also, it makes sense. It's also me making a big hairy deal out of nothing as well. I could embrace it all. Anything that comes from my direction, I could embrace it, no matter what it is, even if it's a seemingly negative family member. I could embrace it. They are where they are in their spiritual journey, and I can embrace it.
All right. And you just keep doing your work and your spiritual journey, and don't worry about them. And you'll often find when you do your own deep personal work, people around you will start shifting.
Yeah.
If it's a terribly abusive family, you can't wait. You don't want to hope and one day they're going to change. You definitely want to. Work towards getting your own space and that sort of thing. But I feel like that you will be moving. But I feel like that you really have to take the steps into moving forward, the direction, the physical, physical action in your life.
Yeah, I agree.
And you have the ability to be a spiritual teacher, by the way.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, you really do. So you have the ability to be a spiritual teacher, and it's sort of like making your mind up that what you have to share has value, and just keep learning. And you do have the ability to be a spiritual teacher. Just share what you know with people, because when we share what we know, we're teaching.
Yeah.
And we don't really know it until we teach it. And we don't teach it until we share it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, great. But I do feel like that you are going to be able to move as long as you can start taking the small steps towards your goal in doing that, in eating better, in getting out in nature. But then also you have to start looking for a job and figure out what kind of job, are you going to be, are you suited for it and can you do? Maybe it's working in a library, I don't know, or in a bookshop where you can talk to people and in your downtime you can read spiritual texts, you can read self-help books, something like that. But I do feel like you are going to be in a position to be able to move. Maybe even as soon as later this year, I'm looking at October or November, but that means that, you're going to be prepped to be proactive. And I would hate to see you take out a loan and then be under that pressure and not be able to repay it. I'd really like you to find the job first.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you're welcome. And if you do that, I feel like by October or November, you'll be able to be in your own space.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So remember, small steps, but physical steps, not just steps in your mind, and you'll get there.
Okay.
Okay, and I see books around you, so maybe look at bookstores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Paul. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take good care. Bye. Okay. All right. Wasn't that fun? All right. I'm signing off over here on Blog Talk. So, guys, find me, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, on Facebook. follow me on Twitter, Instagram, sign up on my YouTube channel, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Cynthia Fontaine. Not Cynthia Lee Fontaine, but Cynthia Fontaine, because when you Google search, Cynthia Lee Fontaine comes up, and she was on RuPaul's Drag Race, and she's been all over the news, so she comes up before I do very often. But if you put in Cynthia Fontaine, Rhode Island Psychic Medium, I come up on the top. And like my sign up for my newsletter, I have two new classes coming up this fall that I am excited are in development now. One is going to be based on our subject of rewriting your story. And that is going to be a new class in the fall. It's going to be an intensive class where, you know, there'll be, it's going to be interactive because all my classes are. That will be a weekly live class on Facebook. So that workshop will be coming up in the fall. I will be starting signups for that in the next few weeks. And then I am also going to be offering a 9-month mediumship training. So it'll be a 9-month mediumship, psychic mediumship training. And that is going to be to develop your psychic intuition as well as the mediumship component to it. And that will have, that big one, the 9-month program, will have a weekend live with me towards the end of the program or right at the end of the program. It's in development now. So be on the lookout for that. And that, again, will also start in the fall. That will be a 9-month intensive program. In developing your psychic abilities and your mediumship. And it's not something for, it's not where you have to do this professionally, because when we develop our psychic for ourselves, that is the big key to life, right? So I am looking forward to that. And as I develop it, you guys will hear more about it, hear more details about it. But the shorter class, it'll probably be an 8-week class, is Rewriting Your Story. That will start in September. So I hope that you guys will join me with that. I hope you'll tell your friends. I give sign-up bonuses. I give bonuses when you give referrals to your friends. You get a $25 in Cynthia bucks for every friend who signs up for a class with me or who books a session with me. And you can build up as much Cynthia bucks as you'd like. You can even build it up so you can get a free reading or free classes. If you share me and recommend me to your friends enough, then enough people sign up. So how cool is that? All right, you guys, I got to go. It's getting hot out here in the sun. We finally have summer here in the Northeast. And I'm going to go take some time and enjoy it. I love you all so very much. Thank you for your patience with the delay. These technical difficulties this morning were, and Mercury is not even in retrograde. 7 more days till it goes in. No more. Yeah, 7 more days. And I think it's going to be a doozy, if this is any indication. All right, you guys. I love you all so very much. Thanks for joining me. And I hope to see you all next week. Well, isn't this funny? The video does not want to end. I think I'm frozen. More technical difficulties.